Daylight hasn't even broken, but 500 children who live in Palomas, Mexico are up and on their way to school. Their commute is not typical. They must first cross the international border into the US. They show their US passports and birth certificates, customs and immigration officials inspect their school bags, then they're bused to school in Luna County, New Mexico. Lizette Preciado is a senior at Deming High School in Luna County. A US citizen, she's lived in Palomas with her parents for 7 years.
Well, it's good to be able to go to school over there. Like, there's more opportunities to study and to have a better job in the future.
Lizette and her family moved to Palomas from Colorado after her mother Rosa Maria was deported for being in the United States illegally.
Pues muy mal porque...
I felt bad, really, really bad, because I have 4 children who are citizens of the United States, and my husband is a resident. I didn't want to go back to live in Mexico. I know it is my country, but life in Mexico is really hard.
Preciado and her husband Ramon make their living in Palomas raising goats. Ramon still crosses occasionally back into the U.S. to work. Preciado says having her children educated in the U.S. was important to her, and that's why they settled in Palomas.
I came to Palomas because of a friend who said Palomas would be a good option to live with my children. It is easy to cross into the United States, and there's a bus to take them to school.
Armando Chavez is the principal of Columbus Elementary in Luna County. He says the school district usually sees an influx of students when states enact strict immigration laws, as Arizona did in 2010.
We're sometimes the holding spot for them to fix the papers correctly. We're dealing with children that come from South Dakota, Missouri. I mean, it can be any state that come, but we embrace our children that come to our door every day.
School districts in Texas and California also allow students living in Mexico to come to school, but they often charge out-of-district fees or are private. For the U.S. citizen students coming from Palomas to school in Luna County, the education is free. Many teachers in the Luna County schools crossed the border as students. Ricardo Gutierrez teaches the 5th grade at Columbus Elementary, the school he attended as a child.
So now it's my turn to give back to the community.
Gutierrez says keeping parents engaged in their children's education is the biggest challenge. He opens his restaurant in Palomas for parent-teacher conferences via Skype. And for this year's graduation ceremony, he hosted a live watch party for parents that couldn't cross.
But not everybody living in the Luna County area thinks that state money should be used to educate students who don't live in the United States.
They're getting a free education.
Luna County Republican Chair Russ Howell says allowances like the one being made by the school district motivate people to exploit birthright citizenship.
They don't live in the United States. So that forces the state of New Mexico to pay for their education as well as those of us that are taxed to pay for them too.
The New Mexico State Constitution requires public schools to be open to all the children of school age, regardless of residence. Principal Chavez says if there are concerns about students not paying their fair share, that is more reason to make sure they're getting a good education.
They're going to more than likely live in the United States. We want to educate them. We want to get them to the highest level of education possible so they can be successful and so they can become productive members and contribute back.
Es ingeniero.
Rosa Maria Preciado says her 3 oldest children are already making their contributions. Her oldest daughter serves in the U.S. military and her 2 sons have careers in engineering and manufacturing.
Estoy muy orgullosa porque
Yo sé que tengo mucha familia.
I am very proud because I have a lot of family, and almost none of their children graduated from anything, not even high school. And I have two that graduated, and they have careers. That has made me really proud, and it has given me a lot of happiness.
Lizette is scheduled to graduate next spring and plans to study engineering at Colorado State. Preciado hopes an immigration pardon waiver she's eligible for in 2 years will allow the whole family to reunite in the U.S., but there are no guarantees. For the Fronteras Desk, I'm Simon Thompson.